Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Dangerous fire conditions are continuing throughout our area, and conditions are actually getting worse, folks. Long-term forecasts call for an extended drought and active wildfire conditions throughout the month of June. Now, the city of Whiteville is urging residents not to do any outdoor burning. All burn permits in the city have been canceled. Columbus County has not issued a burn permit at this time. Now, we did have some rainfall on Wednesday that helped us out some. Rainfall amounts range from 66 one-hundredths of an inch to just over an inch across Columbus County. Wednesday's storm also had some high winds. There was some damage here and there. Williamson's Barbecue and Chabron had some roof damage. Power outages were reported in various parts of the county, and a few traffic lights in Whiteville were knocked offline for a while. Thankfully, we didn't have anything serious out of that storm. At Tuesday's Council of State meeting, Agriculture Commissioner Steve Troxler warned that North Carolina, not California, is in higher danger of catastrophic urban impacts from wildfires. This is due to development and the growing population. At the same time, the State Forest Service is critically short on funding and manpower. Troxler noted that the Forest Service is suffering from a lack of manpower due to low pay and sometimes unreliable equipment. Now, U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins is visiting both North and South Carolina today for a tour of the hardest-hit areas from wildfires. He'll also be receiving a briefing about fires in both states. Porch pirates are a plague in every community in the state, and a bill passed by the State House this week, if it gets signed by the governor, will increase punishments for mail theft. Under State House Bill 34, again, if it is approved by the governor, the punishment for mail larceny would be sentenced at one class level higher than the usual sentence for regular larceny. In other words, even a misdemeanor theft would turn into a felony if the item had been stolen as part of the mail or shipment. Agnadelco Elementary School will host Michael Cunningham's Crowns Art Expedition March 7th through the 20th. The show focuses on Sunday hats worn by African-American women. Agnadelco students worked with an area artist to create mosaics, which will be displayed along with the photography. The exhibition is free. The public is also welcome to come see the artwork. Just contact Agnadelco Elementary School for more information. Devine Cox Fowler will present a program on kinship of the members of St. Paul Methodist Church Saturday at the Southeastern Genealogical Society meeting. That's going to be at 2 o'clock. The meeting is always held at Whiteville Alliance Church, 623 Warrior Trail in Whiteville. The meeting starts at 2, but oftentimes group members will come early to share family history with other folks. Everyone is welcome to attend. Special Olympics is coming back to Columbus County on April 9th. The field day will be at Whiteville High Soccer Fields. The sponsors are needed for the event. Contact Kristen Green or Columbus County Special Olympics via Facebook Messenger for more information. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.